because I've also been invited to speak at Berkeley.
Mm.
But Berkeley has said I can't speak there because I'm, quote, a high visibility person.
Which is true.
And if you're high visibility, you have to give 8 weeks' notice unless you're invited by a department. Now, here's the trick. Departments invite anti-Israel speakers all the time, so they don't have to go through the 8-week thing. But they don't invite pro-Israel speakers. So we have the 8-week barrier, whereas anti-Israel speakers don't have the 8-week barrier, and I'm going to sue Berkeley
if
they don't allow me to speak. If they may make me wait 8 weeks and allow anti-Israel speakers to come within 3 or 4 days, that's a lawsuit.
That is breaking news, and you're going after him because the First Amendment doesn't really have that 8-week barrier written into it, right?
Not only that, Berkeley is a public university, taxpayers' money. They are bound by the First Amendment, so they can't impose one rule on pro-Israel speakers, one rule on anti-Israel speakers, one rule on conservatives, one rule on liberals. And what is the definition of high profile? Would they actually turn down President Trump if he said, I want to speak there in a week? Would they turn down, you know, a famous actor, a liberal, a progressive actor? I don't think so. They have to have a single standard, and we're going to hold them in it. And if they don't abide by it, we're going to take them to
court. You know what? Good for you.